Welcome to the Hangout Session Podcast, Hangout Session number 23. An intimate evening with Charlie, one might call it, because Norm's not here. I'm flying solo. So that means a couple of things. One, this is going to be a short episode. Two, I'm going to try to get Norm on the podcast. We're going to give him a call in a little bit. And three, I'm winded. I don't know why. I'm nervous. Who knows? Listen, Hangout Session number 23, flying solo. How do I feel about it? Not great. Norm, I miss you. Where are you? Come on back. Listen, we got to do this together. We're in it together. Email the show, hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hangout Session. So let's just sit back, see what I can come up with here. God, I'm stuttering. Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, you're listening to the Hangout Session. All right, you heard it right. I'm flying solo, but listen, just because Norm's not here doesn't mean I can't drink my coffee. Here we go. I don't know if you were able to hear that, but I was banging my teeth on the mug a little bit there. Whew. Wow, this is rough doing it yourself. So listen, I don't know if any of you guys are playing Nintendo Wii Splatoon yet, but this weekend is the final Splatfest. And if you don't know what Splatfests are, about once every month or so, Nintendo would hold I don't call it a competition, but it would be between two things. Like, it would be hot dogs versus hamburgers, Autobot versus Decepticons, or whatever. You pick a team, and then all weekend, well, Friday and Saturday, you battle online in multiplayer games, and whatever team you picked, they just tally it up throughout the weekend, and then at the end, they just pick a team that wins. I don't know. Nothing too exciting, but it's kind of fun, but it is the final one, and if you're familiar with the game, you would know there's two characters, Callie and Marie. You get to pick between those two. I don't know. I enjoy it. I pick Callie, so I'm going to play it a little bit after we get off tonight and see how we do. I don't know if I'm going to get to play it too much. Everybody's upstairs watching a movie right now. It's not too early. It's not late. Let me see. It's about 9:40 at night. The kids should be asleep, but they're watching a movie. Eating cookies. I'm down here by myself, cowering in the corner of my basement. And, so listen, I know everyone's probably sick of hearing about Pokemon Go, but I'm still playing it. I love it. I'm obsessed with it, and as far as the servers go, they seem to have gotten a little bit better, but I haven't gotten a good chance to get out and actually play for like a whole day. I'm usually at work, and on break, I'll just check and see if there's anything near me. Nothing too exciting at work, and down where I live, there's nothing here. Norm, I only went out and played with him that one night. I don't know. I guess he's doing pretty good. Oh, man, this coffee's giving... Oh, my God. Norm, see, when you're here, I could hold things together. When you're not here, this thing's falling apart. So, I don't even think Norm knows I'm recording a little beforehand. I probably shouldn't even be, but I am. Who cares? Now, if you might wonder where Norm is, I wonder too, but I don't know what state he's in. He didn't go to the beach. Like he had said last week, he did go to the gathering. And I got some bad news from him today, but we'll try to get the story out of him. I was telling him about a sale that they had on Disney Infinity figures this weekend. I believe it's tonight and tomorrow at Best Buy online and in the store. Their figures are anywhere from $1.99 to $4.99, which is a great deal. I don't have Disney Infinity 3.0, so I don't know. I might pick it up, the base set, and then a few of the figures, but definitely a good deal. Even the light effects figures are like only $3.99, where they were like 14 something before. So if you don't have some Infinity figures, a good time to finish up the collection because they're pretty cheap, because I'm pretty sure they're just trying to clear out shops. So once they're all gone, you're not going to see them anymore because they're not making them anymore. So if you need some, now's a chance to go and pick some up. There was a couple other things too. I believe it's the anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. So the games on the eShop for the 3DS, Sonic, I think it's a remake of Sonic 1 and Sonic 2. They're on sale. I think they're only like $2.99 or something, so I'm going to pick those up and get to play those because my son is still playing Kirby, so I still haven't gotten to play that because it's basically glued to his 3DS, and I haven't had a chance to get it. If I could ever get like the physical copies, I prefer to get that just because I could share them and we could take turns playing it, like if I throw it in my 3DS or versus, or him throwing it in his. But when you get the digital copies, like you can't play it in between two different DSs, which I guess makes sense because Nintendo doesn't want you just sharing, the code or your account so people could play it. But it's annoying when you live in the same house and you have multiple platforms to play it on and you can only play it on one if you buy it. You'd have to buy it on the other one. I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass. Listen, I don't know what else I wanted to say. I don't even remember. It's been a pretty crazy week, and we just got told at work today that we have to work every Saturday now until the end of August, which sucks. So that's 6 days a week. Next weekend, my band will be playing our first show back. I'm nervous as hell. I'm an old man now. I haven't played a show in over 9 years, so I'm pretty sure as soon as everything starts, I'm just going to pass out on the first song. So that's going to be exciting. So yeah, if anyone lives in the area, Knights of Columbus building, I believe. I don't know what time we're playing, but I don't know. I'm nervous. I have not done that in a long time, so I don't even remember what to do. I know the words. You know, we've been practicing all the old stuff. We have some new stuff that we're working on, but nothing for a show. This is basically like a comeback show. And our guitarist just messaged me before that he wants to play the Welcome Back Cotter theme song before we go out. It'd be pretty funny, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm trying to see on my phone here if I have a little clip from one of our practices. I'll play a little audio. Listen, it's hardcore music, so I'm sure it's not your cup of tea. I don't know if I have anything here. I'm going back in the archives here. I see some old photos, but I don't see any band stuff. It's in there, though. I don't know. Yeah, this makes for good podcasting. So listen, I'll tell you something else, too. So at work, I don't even know how this came up, but a couple of the people, like, were coming and asking me questions about 401k and retirement plans and stuff like that. I have it, like, split up into a couple different things, and everyone always just leaves it basically with the company. Like, they invest money for you, so they always just leave it in, like, the, I don't even know what they're called. Ones that don't make you much money. But anyway, so, like, I work with a lot of people that don't speak English as their first language, so they don't understand stuff too much. So I hate explaining things to them because they don't get what I'm saying. So I told this one guy, you know, basically how I have mine set up. Out of the 100% of the money I put in, I have like 65% of it invested in this, X amount invested in this, and then another amount invested in this, just totaling 100%. And every day now, like, he goes, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to put my money in basically like the same type of setup and see how it does. So now every day he comes into work and he goes, did we win? It just drives me nuts. Like, I don't know if he doesn't even know what the 401k is. But no, you don't win. You didn't win. I didn't win. I lost, definitely, for telling you about it, because now every day you're asking me if we won. No, we didn't. I lost. Nintendo came out with some information today, which is kind of weird. They are going to be updating the Nintendo 3DS game Animal Crossing New Leaf, which I love that game. But for some reason, 4 years after the fact, they're updating it now with Amiibo support, which is kind of cool, but I don't understand why 4 years after the game came out, 3 years in the United States, 4 years in Japan, why they're integrating this in now. The only thing I can think of is because the Amiibo figures did not sell good, so maybe they're trying to get people to buy them, but the cards will work in it, as well as non-Animal Crossing Amiibo, so it's pretty neat. So I don't know what it's going to do, but I'm definitely going to be updating it and playing it, because I like that game. I was a big Animal Crossing fan. Never played the one on the 64 because that was a Japan only. GameCube was the first one I played. We've talked about it on the show before, so I'm not going to get too into it. But yeah, they are updating a game that's 4 years old. Pretty neat. And the classic, that Nintendo Classic, still not up for pre-sale yet on Amazon, releases in November. I definitely want it. It's pretty cool. The 30 games that are in it, I'd say about 25 of them are good, solid games. Maybe five or six of them are not too bad, but they could have picked better ones. I don't know. I'm kind of nostalgic for older games. I enjoy them. That's why I'm switched over to Nintendo and been playing that lately. I don't think I have anything else too exciting. So I'm wondering if when I call Norm, if he's going to answer. So I'm going to go ahead and get everything set up here, and we'll see if we can call him if he answers. If not, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to be ending the show early, guys. I just can't do it myself, but we'll see. Give me 1 second. I'm going to set everything up, and I will be right back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Norm, this is Charlie from the Hangout Session Podcast. I was just calling to talk to you, see what you're up to, see if you're having a good time, if you wanted to talk to the listeners, let them know what you're up to. But I guess you're not available. So this was a flop. Is this episode going to be coming out? I have no idea. But if you get this in the next few minutes, give me a call back. We'll see if we could do something. All right, bye. Oh, boy. Listen, guys, that did not go over well. You want to know why? because Norm didn't answer. He did tell me before he was at the gathering, which I might be in Tennessee. I'm not sure where it's at. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know what I talked about yet today. But he told me that his wallet got stolen or he lost it while he was down there. Who knows? Oh, my God. My phone's beeping and booping. That's not him, though. I must have just bumped a cord. So, I don't know. Maybe he lost his wallet or stole or someone stole it. I don't remember. But I was hoping he would tell us the story. But he's not here, so he can't. So I don't know if this episode's going to go on any longer. I guess you could tell by just looking down at your device and seeing how much time's left. Probably not much. And that would be correct, because this is a total flop. So listen, get out, play some Pokemon Go. I know you're probably sick of it, so you stop talking about it. But it's a fun game. Actually, the game is pretty crappy, but it's just addicting. I don't know if it's just certain people, but like the collector mentality, it just gets you. Like that's the reason why I love these games like Yoshi's Woolly World, because you have to collect stuff. Same thing with Kirby and like all those type of games. There's so many things in the levels you have to collect. And I guess it's just a collector mentality. I don't know. Kind of just draws you in and makes you want to keep going back. You got to catch them all. That's what they say. And I'm still looking for a good Ash hat. I would prefer a nice fitted cap. That would be great. With the Ash Ketchum logo on it. That would be great. And I'm also waiting for the Pokemon Go Plus to come out. I'll tell you one other story. I don't remember if I told you last week. I think I did, about an order I had coming in from Amazon, and it was just not coming in, even though it said it was. It didn't get here until about 4 days later, which is ridiculous. And then on top of that, I ordered three other items, and they came in. But the one item, they packed two of them in there. I only got charged for one. They threw two in there. So what would you do in that situation? Do you message them back and say, hey, you sent me two of this. You want it back? Or do you just not even let them know? Because it was a quantity one. I didn't get charged for it. It was nothing crazy expensive. It was just a cell phone holder for in the car. One of those ones that clip into your air vents. But, I'm not using it for Pokemon Go. Don't worry about that. Actually, I am. That's pretty dangerous. And do I ever think that there's going to be an accident? We got an email in, an accident about Pokemon Go. We'll go over the email again when Norm comes back. But yeah, definitely. Someone's definitely going to get hurt playing. Someone's going to get killed. Someone's going to hit somebody. It's going to be rough. You see how people are. People are scumbags. They're already dropping lures and stuff to get people to come to certain spots, and then they're robbing them. I don't know. People are ridiculous. I had a chance this week, an opportunity. I didn't take the opportunity, though, to watch Finding Dory. And I didn't do it. I don't know why. I guess because the quality of the video I was going to watch was not that good, so I'm going to wait for it, because I could tell that movie, like Finding Nemo, I was just talking to my wife today, the way the characters look, you need to see that in the full crispness of the movie, because I think it would be good. I heard it's a good movie, so one of these days I'll get to it. So, yeah, I don't really know how much more we're going to go here. I think I'm going to, oh God, you hear that? I'm going to be popping in some exiting music here, and we'll go over a few little house cleaning items, if you will, because we're wrapping it up. Oh, don't listen to my password. Don't you listen to that. Actually, I think what I'm going to do is also go in and try to hit up some of the Splatfest before I go to bed. But before I do that, let me just get this show on the road here. There we go. Yep, we didn't hear back from Norm. And Norm, you know what? Norm was the one that told me to call him, that he's going to answer, and we're going to do an while he's out on the road segment, and that didn't happen. So hopefully his phone didn't get stolen. That would suck. Yeah, that would really suck. But listen, if you want to, we would appreciate it. Go over to hangoutsession.com, check things out there if you want. There's a little donate button on the corner. If you feel like you want to donate anything, go ahead, $1, it doesn't matter, whatever you want. Also go to Twitter and Instagram, follow us at hangoutsession, and you could email us hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Norm will be here, hopefully. If not, I'm going to make him call me. We'll get it set up. If you're out there playing Pokemon Go, be careful and have fun. And can't wait for an update on that so they could do trading, because I would like to trade some people for some Pokemon. And I will see you next time. My name is Charlie. And I'm not Norman. We'll see you next time on the Hangout Session Podcast.